On Monday, September 1, three hikers tragically lost their lives after falling into the water at Meechin Creek Falls near Kimberley, B.C. Kimberley RCMP were initially alerted to the emergency by a GPS SOS and they engaged a number of other first response teams, including Kimberley Search and Rescue, SAR. The bodies of the three deceased hikers, a 35-year-old man, 35-year-old woman and a 68-year-old woman, were recovered over the coming days by a massive team of searchers working in an extremely dangerous environment. In an interview with the Kimberley Bulletin, Kimberley SAR manager Peter Reed said his team includes a number of highly qualified swift water technicians and they continue to recruit swift water enthusiasts who then become a part of SAR, bringing with them a wealth of experience and the ability to expertly evaluate those sorts of environments. The waterfalls that we went to are not passable. No recreationalist would ever attempt to go down those waterfalls, Reed said. They're classified as Class 6 water, which means nobody goes in there. It's imminent death to anyone trying to participate in there. We won't see people purposefully going into the falls, so you can imagine that creates quite a bit of concern for us, with respect to the rescuer. Reed explained that the creek above the falls looks quite benign, and could easily lull hikers into a false sense of security. This creek, however, filters into significant waterfalls that feature multiple drops into pools. At the bottom of the last pool there's what is referred to as a strainer, created by the log jam that builds up. Nothing of significant size can go through that log jam, Reed explained. A log jam is created when the creek is running high, it takes trees out and literally throws them around like sticks. You see trees standing up just thrown down into the waterfalls or into the water, so there's a lot of debris in there. Another hazard that exists in that environment are all the undercuts, some of which SAR members refer to as sieves. When water enters these, it can filter through the rock to the other side of the rock, creating a lot of pressure and trapping whatever gets into them. If we have a subject in there and they get into an undercut, it's entirely possible that we won't be able to get them out. We can't do it safely, Reed said. There is no way we can access them. You can't send a diver in there, it is too hazardous for anyone to go get them. Yet another challenge faced by rescuers is how aerated the water is because of the waterfall. The water in the pools is full of foam and bubbles, making it extremely hard to see into. That means responders need to figure out a way to get a rescuer in there, without exposing them to undue risk, with their primary responsibility as search managers always being the health and safety of their teams. In this case, they mitigated that risk by putting rescuers on rope systems that they established by drilling into the rock to create anchors. This allowed them to lower rescuers down to search around in the pools and undercuts as best as they could. Some also hung off cliff bands using poles and underwater cameras and lights. Reed said the first subject was located in a pool, right as they flew into the area. After they had recovered the first subject, and then came back the next day to continue searching, they were able to locate a second person in one of the pools, hidden in a corner. Reed said locating the third subject was quite challenging. They brought in specialized teams from around the area, reaching out to Golden SAR for their helicopter long line system, because they can operate as a rapid intervention team, RIT, essentially serving as the rescuer of the rescuers. They also called in Fernie SAR, who brought with them a high level of technical skills. They were also supported by SAR members from Columbia Valley, Sparwood and Cranbrook. Reed said at that point they had a large team of skilled rope rescue personnel and swift water personnel, allowing them to work as safely as they could, but added, "Nothing that we do is safe. We've mitigated the risk to the point that we're okay by accepting the risk that still exists, but I would never tell you that it was safe," he said. "It's not safe. Anything could happen. If you talk to my swift water leaders, they'll roll their eyes and tell you, 'Oh yeah, Peter, you want some backup of the backup of the backup to plan Z. So it's not just plan A, plan B, plan C. I always want a plan Z and I challenge any of them to make sure that their primary focus is the health and the safety of the rescuer. Because we get caught, as does anyone, in trying to find the subject." Reed said that for SAR members, it is incredibly important for them to find the people they're looking for, It's their primary motivation and understanding that the individuals are now deceased doesn't impact their desire to find them. They know how important it is for the families to have their loved ones returned to them for closure. Reed said the Mexican consulate was involved and the family of the hikers flew to Canada from Mexico immediately. That's how significant this was to the family, he added. They weren't waiting for things to happen, they showed up. Reed also said that he's always had good working relationships with the RCMP through all his years with SAR, but in this case, he referred to them as exceptional, supporting SAR and the family of the hikers to an incredibly high level. The police dog services and Corporal Kletzel, who was the acting detachment commander, did an exceptional job and really looked after and cared for the family in a way that I have yet to have seen. That is the first time that I've seen that to that level, Reed said. They also supported SAR to the nth degree. They did everything they could do to help us, and their question was always, is there anything else we can do for you? So they were highly motivated in this file as well. He said that SAR was able to do everything they needed to do without any questioning, which led to their success in recovering the three deceased in an incredibly difficult setting. With regards to a public safety announcement to the area, Reed said it's their understanding that technically nobody owns Meechin Creek Falls. Like much of the province's backcountry, it's considered unceded crown land, it's not a park, it's not part of a regional district, it's not part of the Minsitree of Forests. Therefore, there is no agency responsible for the hazards, meaning hikers must rely on themselves. When going into areas like that, it's critical to know before you go, understand where you're going, what the hazards are, how best to mitigate risk, and to make sure you're properly equipped. This includes having an InReach or another satellite spot device to alert SAR if you get into trouble. It's not known for sure what happened to these three hikers, but Reed said their best guess is they stepped somewhere where they slipped, fell in, and were unable to self-rescue. Maybe they just didn't have the traction, he said. It's not an environment that anybody can be in and be safe in. Following a nearly week-long operation to recover the three hikers, Reed said there is quite a bit of trauma on the rescuers. They did a full operational debrief on Tuesday and a critical instance stress debrief on Thursday. That's part of our first aid, as it were, for our members, a recognition that they've had some trauma and that they will be going through some trauma response, because this is not what we're built to do, Reed explained. No one's built to do this. This is the way that we support our teams moving forward. Reed said the family of the deceased was extremely appreciative. We read an email from the family yesterday and there was not a dry eye in the room by the time we had read that, Reed said. And I heard directly from the family on Sunday how appreciative they were, so we feel the love from the family and we're so relieved to be able to provide them with all three of their family members back, so that they can move on with their lives. And they've got a long, painful journey ahead of them.